Still having himself a ball.
Hi, my name is Georgie Gotch. I started playing the wheelchair sports in December last year. So we kind of alternate between wheelchair AFL and then we've been doing wheelchair basketball for the past 8 weeks or so.
What position do you play out there, Georgie?
None.
It's a bit loose positionally?
Yeah, it's definitely loose.
Do you have team names?
No, the teams change each week. Still trying to score goals, I'm not very good. And then we're about to swap back to wheelchair AFL, so I think I've missed my chance.
Most people have seen wheelchair basketball, you know, at a high level. It's quite violent. It's very aggressive. You ever get to that level out here?
We absolutely have people falling out. I have fallen out once, fell into another player's lap. Had another couple of falls before as well.
A few things I've noticed. The tyres, sounds like everybody's farting every time they turn them.
They do make a bit of noise. You can sometimes smell a bit of burning rubber as well, which is quite fun.
It just becomes a really icky comment in the light of the whole flatulence sort of thing, doesn't it?
A little bit.
So what happens in wheelchair Aussie rules?
It's a bit of a mixture between netball, rugby, footy rules, basketball. We go all over the court, whereas in the AFL sports, we have to kind of stick to our area.
What shape ball?
Normal football. And then just your handball into the goals.
And I guess you do some very sudden manoeuvring too in the chairs to chase that ovate ball around.
Yes, the ovate ball is much harder to catch than the basketball.
That sounds really fun.
It's pretty entertaining.
I'm just guessing here, and it would be ironic, but you're not allowed to kick the ball. Anyone who can kick can't play?
Well, yeah, look, you're not allowed to kick the ball. And if your foot touches the court, I think technically that's a foul as well.
Do you wear studded boots?
No, we don't.
Because they have other uses besides kicking the ball.
That's
you
true.
Can hurt people with them. That's
very true. That's very true. Some of the really fancy wheelchairs have full, almost like a bull bar on the front of them. Quite intense.
Have you ever been along to a high-level event?
No, but they've got the Nationals in Hobart this year for wheelchair AFL, so I'd be keen to go and watch that.
Hope it can happen, firstly.
Yes, that's true. I think it got called off last year.
The basketball here in Ulverston is obviously very nurturing. Everybody's just helping everybody else have a great time out there.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen just a moment, a flicker of serious competitiveness?
There's definitely competitiveness, pretty relaxed about it as well. We don't really keep track of who's winning, and it's mostly just when we run out of time, it's last score wins. But people can get competitive. There can be, and that's when the run-ins happen.
Name names.
I don't know if I want to.
Somebody already named you.
Did they? What? No.
Not really. Just trying to flush you out.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Matt Blake.
I'm Graham Bryan.
Veterans of the sport or just look like you are?
Oh, I'm a Fortnite veteran. This is my second game. my son Josh has been playing all quite a few years, so I come along and support him. Fill a chair in as well when there's a chair available. I don't actually need it, so I'll step out if there's somebody else. I'm a support worker and that, so I bring along clients whenever I can.
So what, 2 week veteran, what do you quickly learn about this sport?
There's more than one thing to do at a time. And being a man is very difficult to do two things at once. So.
Yeah, it's like driving a car and arguing.
And trying to bounce a ball and look behind your back too. So, yeah, it's great fun.
Whoa. Hi, I am Josh Caligari.
It's a very farty sound, isn't it, the wheelchair?
It sure is. Gets a bit distracting.
Is that your own chair, that one, Josh?
Yeah, I've had this one for about probably 10 years.
Tell me what makes a good sports chair.
They've got to be light, narrow and removable, just so you can get in and out of people. It's really about it, just the lightness and the quickness.
So shave off a couple of centimetres, it might mean one play you can make between in a gap, you know?
Yeah, it's get in between people.
How standardised do the chairs have to be?
So there can only be a certain seat to floor height, so you can't be overly tall. Everything else is pretty much up to whatever you want to do.
You get the bearings they use on Formula 1 cars for the wheels?
Probably not that clever, but we're looking at 8-10 grand a chair, so there is a fair bit that go into them.
And you've been away to play the sport too?
Yeah, a few people here. We went over to Wollongong, so that was a good learning experience.
Have you been in a wheelchair all of your life, or what's your story there?
Yeah, so I was born with cerebral palsy, so I've been in the chair since forever. This came up when I started about when I was 16, and we're getting about sort of 15 people turn up regularly. We will take anybody that is willing to jump in a chair. So I do basketball and AFL, and there's no rugby down here.
What about track events and that sort of stuff? Are you into that?
No, there's not a big scene. I had a look at it a while ago and they just didn't take off to get chairs and all that sort of thing.
Trent Johnson, paracord disability sports coordinator for the northwest coast of Tasmania.
How many paracord sports are there?
Here we do wheelchair basketball and wheelchair AFL, but there's boccia, there's tennis, quite a few. Yeah, we've got carers, parents. My daughter plays, like she hasn't got a disability, so for all disability, able bods are for anyone. Once we're sort of all in the chair, we're pretty much all the same.
I've only just actually picked up on wheelchair AFL. It strikes me as being a potentially chaotic sport, that one.
Can be at times. Handball is classed as a kick. Underarm throw is classed as a handball. And we play on the basketball court. It's done in three zones, like netball is. Two forwards, a centre and two backs. Five aside. And only the forwards can score.
Is that something that the big AFL clubs are actually involved in as well?
We have got a Victorian wheelchair league going, five teams. There's four of us from Tassie that fly over and play. Yeah.
So who do you play for?
Play for Hawthorn, and there's another guy from Hobart plays for Hawthorn. Josh Christian plays for Collingwood, and there's another bloke that plays for Essendon. A few of us have got our own chairs, but most of them are supplied by Paracord Tasmania. I've just recently purchased one, and mine was $10,500. They don't come cheap.
No. We both just became vision impaired by the fact that the lights are going out here at the Ulverston Stadium.
And we can't stop that because they're done
sort
by coins.
Wheel and walk towards the exits as we talk. So have you been in a chair all your life?
No, I... 22, I woke up one morning, couldn't bend my toes and ankle in my right foot. Over 8 months, I went up one leg and down the other. 2 years after that, I'd end up in a chair.
What was that?
They don't know. Six different diagnoses, so yeah, they're not actually 100% sure. The last diagnosis they gave me was hereditary spastic paraparesis, but it doesn't run in the family. Yeah, a bit weird, but no, life goes on. Worse out there than me, and I'm in a chair and I'm playing sport, so I'm happy.
Tell me about this fella over here, because I've never seen anyone smile so much playing any game anywhere.
You will not get a smile off this boy's face. I met Ollie at a school I went and done, and we invited him to come along, and he has loved it ever since.
He's good at spinning the ball on his finger too.
Yeah, he does all right, young Ollie.
How old are you, Ollie?
12.
You love this game?
Yes.
I can tell. You played very well too, I notice. Very good passing especially.
Paracord Tasmania is a voluntary organisation for people with a spinal cord injury or a physical disability. Established back in 1990, 32 years now. It really helps out the disability people here in Tasmania. Paracord do supply us with everything that we need, but if there's anyone out there that would like to help us out with stuff like that, yeah, they can get in contact with Paracord in Tasmania.
Guess what? It's completely dark.
It's dark now.
Yes, that was that chat, all right.